Emmy's story. I had just finished comprehensive school, and Nina, one of my old classmates, wanted to brush up her English before going to upper secondary school. She had read about English courses in Brighton and asked me if I'd go with her to keep her company. When Mum agreed to pay for the trip, I said yes. The tourist websites describe Brighton as a beautiful seaside resort which combines big city attractions with great beach life. And it was beautiful, especially the seafront and the little alleyways of shops called the Lanes. When we went shopping, the shopkeepers called us love and sweetie, which made us feel very welcome, until we found out that they call everyone that. Still, English people were very friendly. If we ever took out the map, someone would come and help us. We didn't experience much of the great beach life because it rained most of the time. It was because of the rain that I met Philippe, this good-looking French boy. It was my second week in Brighton, and according to the program, we were supposed to play beach volleyball in the evening. However, a sudden downpour soon put a stop to that. That was why we were at the bowling alley. There was a group of boys bowling next to us, and Nina couldn't take her eyes off the one wearing a University of Madrid t-shirt. Dark eyes, long eyelashes, and a gorgeous smile. She wanted to go and talk to him, but didn't know what to say. They teach you a lot of things in language classes, but not how to handle this kind of situation. Then, one boy in their group, Francesco, we later discovered, slipped over and sent his bowling ball down our lane by mistake. He was really sorry about spoiling our game, but we didn't mind. The ice was broken, and now we were talking. They were studying English, like us, which meant we had a lot to talk about. The language school, the teachers, the host families, impressions of England and English people, and so on. We soon got to know them. Francesco, the terrible bowler, was from Italy. Carlos, Nina's heartthrob, was from Spain. And Philippe, as I mentioned, was from France. He had a great sense of humor, and his imitations of his English teacher, Tony, really made us laugh, even though we had never met him. We got to know those three boys pretty well during the rest of our time in Brighton. They were fun to be with, so we went out together most evenings after lessons were over. We caught a couple of movies, though I got tired of explaining the plot to Francesco. We ate fish and chips on the pier, delicious, and we even played a muddy game of football in the park. Philippe was the world's worst goalkeeper because he didn't want to get his clothes dirty. Nina and Carlos quickly became an item, and Philippe was always flirting with me. He was cute with his dark hair and his cat green eyes, but also a bit full of himself. Everything in France was always better than it was in Brighton. The food, the fashions, the beaches, the weather, the language, the Sea Life Center, even the ice creams we bought on the seafront. It got quite annoying sometimes, and he didn't ask me anything about Finland. On the other hand, he was very romantic, and it was nice to hear all those compliments. There was a disco for language school students on the last night, and I enjoyed having Philippe as my date. He could really dance, and better still, the music was so loud he couldn't tell me how amazing France was. We kissed and said that we'd keep in touch, but I knew then it was only a holiday fling. Back in Finland, I got a couple of texts from Philippe, inviting me to visit him in France. I didn't get in touch with him. It was nice meeting him in Brighton, but I wasn't interested in going to stay with him in Rennes. Anyway, high school had started, and I had a lot of other things on my mind.